In this bulletin, Australian media laws come under scrutiny after federal police raids this week. Three people rescued after their boat capsized off the coast of Queensland. And in tennis, Ashley Barty becomes the second Indigenous Australian woman to win the French Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Centre Alliance Senator Rex Patrick says Australia needs to preserve press freedom in its constitution to avoid the issues arising from inconsistent laws. Press freedom laws have been in the spotlight this week after federal police raids on the ABC's headquarters and the home of a News Corp journalist over the publishing of leaked information. Senator Patrick has told Sky News that inconsistencies between media laws in Australia are impacting freedom of the press. Although changing the constitution requires a national referendum, he suggests it would be worthwhile.
This is an urgent and pressing matter, and I think it does warrant examination and consideration by both the Parliament and the public to have a broad protection in place for freedom of the press and freedom of expression.
Meanwhile, Labor is facing criticism for supporting the laws through which the raids were allowed to occur. The opposition is accusing the federal government of distancing itself from the raids and not standing up for press freedom. Labor helped to pass the laws put forward by the coalition as part of its long-standing bipartisan approach to national security issues. Deputy Labor leader Richard Marles has told the ABC his party made every effort to protect press freedom during the process.
At every moment along the way, we have been the proponents and responsible for amendments which go to the question of there being national interest tests which protect the freedom of the press. That's actually our form over the last few years.
Ambulance crews say two adults and a child were lucky to be found alive after their boat capsized in Queensland. The distress call came from a boat near Caloundra on Sunday, and three people were taken to a Sunshine Coast hospital. Queensland Ambulance Services' Christy McAllister says it was a delicate rescue operation for emergency crews.
The child was transported to Sunshine Coast University Hospital via Rescue 500. He was suffering from hypothermia. Look, it's very fortunate that the three people were found when they were. They had been in the water for several hours and they're all very lucky.
A woman killed in a Victorian light plane crash has been identified as a 23-year-old Vermont South woman. The ultralight fixed-wing plane crashed at Lake Eildon in Victoria's Alpine region yesterday. The woman's body was found by divers last night. Authorities are now working to retrieve the plane's wreckage. Thousands of people have marched in Venice to demand cruise ships be kept out of the city's lagoon. Five people were injured in a crash last week after a cruise ship struck a much smaller riverboat in Venice's Giudecca Canal. Critics say huge cruise liners are wearing down the city's fragile foundations in the Adriatic Sea and dredging up the lagoon's muddy bottom. A bronze statue depicting Indigenous footballer Nicky Winmar's stand against racist abuse from spectators will be unveiled at a Perth stadium next month. Reacting to a torrent of racist abuse from Collingwood fans, Winmar raised his St Kilda Guernsey and pointed to his chest after a big win over the Magpies at its Victoria Park home ground. The Western Australian-born Noongar man says he hopes the statue encourages more conversations and education about Indigenous history and culture. In tennis, Ashley Barty has become the first Australian woman to win a French Open singles championship since 1973. The 23-year-old defeated teenager Marika Vondrasova in the final of the Roland Garros tournament. Barty has paid tribute to fellow Indigenous player Yvonne Goolagong-Cawley, who has won multiple Grand Slams.
Spotted her name on the trophy. I'll give her a call a little bit later on, but it's amazing how she has created this path for Indigenous tennis in Australia.
And now a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, showers and a possible storm, 18. Adelaide, an early shower or two, 18. Melbourne, morning showers, then sunny, 18. Hobart, rain easing and becoming windy, 16. Canberra, showers clearing, 14. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 22. Sydney, mostly sunny, 23. Newcastle, much the same, also 23. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 24. Cairns, a shower or two, 27. And Darwin, partly cloudy, 32. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.